Audio Adrenaline has been through a few lead singers, but the original was Mark Stewart. I wanna be your hands. I wanna be your feet. Mark lost his singing voice, and that was the end of Audio Adrenaline for him. How do you go from following what you believe is God's calling for your life to having that taken away? He's written a book about it called Losing My Voice to Find It. Mark, thanks for being on the show this morning.
Yeah, well, thank you, Don.
Mark, tell us what happened. What was the process of losing your voice, and how did that affect you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty long story. It happened over, a decade, really. I started losing my voice, and I was taking steroid shots to kind of manage it, and I felt like I had the answer, but the steroid shots wouldn't work anymore. My voice continued to disintegrate. And really, at the highest of our career, we just won a second Grammy. Or no, we just won our first Grammy, and I couldn't sing. I started to really rely on our guitar player. I thought my voice would come back, and I couldn't hit the notes. I couldn't control my voice, and I began to get pretty, depressed over it. I just felt like this is not going to be good. And at the same time, I went through a divorce, and it was just a dark time for me. In about a 2-year period, the band ended. I lost my voice. I lost my marriage. And I started to feel insignificant, forgotten, abandoned by God. And, I didn't lose my faith that there was a God. I just didn't think he had anything good left for me. And I had my run. And now he's on to somebody else to do his work. And I kind of just succumbed to the fact that, my life was going to be small and kind of meaningless. But I started to go to Haiti and back to Haiti, where Big House was written and all, or came from. And my parents were missionaries there. And there, among the poorest of the poor, God started to reignite my heart. The more I focused on the people around me in need, I started to forget about what I'd lost, and I found my purpose again. I found that God was still good, and I just needed to change my perspective. And with a perspective change, when you connect with the poor, you have something that significantly changes your awareness, and you start to realize that your life is bigger than what you thought you controlled, that God's still at work. Then you can go through tragedy with your head up and your eyes filled with hope instead of your eyes down and with hopelessness. And that's kind of how it all shifted for me. Then I got remarried, or I got married to my wife, Aegis. I adopted 2 kids. You know, I was in Haiti during the earthquake in 2010. We were survivors of the earthquake. I was on CNN, and I realized that God was using my broken voice to be a voice of kids that have lost everything. And I'm like, man, God, you are so romantic and so involved in our stories. Even when we don't see you, and when it looks like you're gone, you're doing your best work. And I get the privilege of looking back on my life. A lot of people are younger people. They don't get that privilege, until you're older. But every moment was significant, and every moment he was in the middle of it, and he had a plan. And I, beyond a shadow of a doubt, I know he's got a plan for everybody listening out there.
Wow. So what are you up to these days? What is Mark Stewart doing full time right now?
Well, right now I've become a speaker and an author, and for the last 10 years I've been running the Hands and Feet Project as executive director of the CEO of that, which is a ministry in Haiti. That's continuing on. We got a new director, and I'm doing more traveling and speaking. And I go up and I share my story, and I invite people to connect with the least of these and sponsor children and help kids that need help and fight for families to stay together. That's what I do. I'm an advocate now for kids. And that's what I believe God had in store for me all along, was to use my story to fight for kids that need help. And that's what I'm doing.
The book is called Losing My Voice to Find It, How a Rock Star Discovered His Greatest Purpose, by former lead singer of Audio Adrenaline, Mark Stewart, who's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it, man.
Well, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.